Proclamation number 6483 of 24th of February, 1956. Redeemer's work has an effect in the hereafter. Many souls are waiting for the spiritual flow of grace which they gratefully receive and from which they refresh and strengthen themselves. The spiritual world certainly offers them the same, yet these souls are still earthbound and therefore stay more in earthly regions until they have received so much strength that they can swing upwards, that is, that they now also accept what is offered to them in the spiritual kingdom by the beings of light because they recognize the same effect of strength in it. However, the offering of spiritual food by earthly people is an extremely great help for souls which have not yet lived in the kingdom of the beyond for long, which lived on earth completely indifferently and were unable to accept any spiritual possessions because they never aspired to them without having been ill-disposed. Those souls are now offered the opportunity to acquire light without being compelled to accept it. This is a special grace that spiritual knowledge is once again supplied to them after their demise and they can decide again to accept or reject before an endless lonely region receives them, which they have to wander through until they reach the same, which is now offered to them. Only very occasionally do lights flash in the earth's spheres to attract them. And blessed are those who follow these rays of light and come to people who strive spiritually, who have contact with the kingdom of light and who also remember those unhappy souls who languish in spiritual poverty. The unusual ray of light in dark surroundings makes many a soul come to its senses, and as soon as questioning thoughts arise for it, an opportunity will always be found where it will be given an answer. And once it has only participated in such teachings, it will always be drawn back to where it has discovered light. Then it will have escaped the deepest darkness, it will still have used the last gift of grace for its salvation. This kingdom of earthbound souls is extremely densely populated and successful work can be done on those souls, which is why you humans are always besieged as soon as you only direct your thoughts spiritually and connect yourselves with the kingdom of light. In view of the approaching end and people's spiritual low, an unusual action of help is urgently required. For many people will still be called away, all of whom cannot demonstrate the degree of maturity which allows entrance into the kingdom of light but who should also be protected from still sinking into the abyss in the kingdom of the beyond. But a redemptive work is carried out on earth, where consciously or unconsciously help is brought to those souls through good thoughts, loving intercession or spiritual instructions. Many souls can still experience a spiritual awakening in a short time if they are not completely hardened and then run the risk of sinking or need a very long time for that change of heart, which will always be a time of agony and darkness, of unhappiness. But since every soul which is willing to accept spiritual instructions reaches the light and then continues its redemptive activity on souls which still dwell in dark regions, the smallest earthly work of redemption can already spread far and wide and will therefore always be blessed. Far more is often achieved in the kingdom of the beyond than on earth, where the world prevents people from spiritual striving. For on earth deaf ears can be preached to, but in the spiritual kingdom countless souls wait for God's address, and such an address will never remain without impression, unless a soul is completely opposed to God and still in Satan's power. But then it will not remain in those places where the light shines but turn away into dark areas. But they too will be followed by the souls who found salvation. to do redemptive work in the depths again. You humans can contribute immeasurably to the redemption of the spiritual world as soon as you let your thoughts wander into the kingdom of light, for then a light will also shine in you towards which the souls are now hastening. Surround all these souls with your love. Try to convey the gospel of love to them and teach them to believe in Jesus Christ. Then he himself will lead them to light and bliss. Amen.